Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is TWiT.
Bandwidth for TWiT specials is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This is TWiT special number 112, recorded March 7th, 2012. The new iPad. Our iPad coverage is brought to you today by Gazelle.com. Go to Gazelle.com today and sell your iPad 1 or 2. Get cash to upgrade to the new iPad. That's G-A-Z-E-L-L-E.com. Don't just sell it, Gazelle it. So we will be doing this Google Hangout. I've invited the tech journalists and pundits
in. This is awesome.
And I think this is working really well. It's great to have Mike Elgin. Hey, let's actually start by asking you guys. Let me start with you, Mike. What do you think we're going to see today?
Well, I've been listening to your ongoing prediction fests, and I think you've got it closer than anyone I've heard. I think you were talking double the resolution. I think that we're looking at something called iPad HD. I'm not sure. I think you said it was going to be called iPad 3.
I think I said I said it was going to be called HD on TWiT, and I'm pretty now I'm convinced
HD, right.
I was just guessing. But I really my thought was that Apple really is going to want to promote the HD, the 1080p capability of this thing like crazy.
Exactly. And the HD will refer to the camera as well as the screen, as well as the iTunes content that they're going to be pushing. So I guess I tend to lean toward the consensus. The only thing that I have predicted that is different from the average bear is that I think that there's going to be some really neato haptics in this thing.
That's when it buzzes when you touch it?
Or when it feels like
something. Yeah, because they had their invite had two sentences, and one of them had the word touch
Thanks,
in it.
Tom.
So they're basically saying, we're going to show you something that looks amazing and something about touching. So I really think they're going to do haptics.
Haptics. Wow. Wouldn't that be something? That would be very interesting.
It would. And all of this is preparing us for the multi-touch future that is coming on desktops. And haptics and voice are the things that are going to make the world safe for multi-touch desktops. So you're going to, if you imagine a 27-inch iPad of the future that is going to be an iMac of the future, as you run your fingers across the screen, you'll be able to feel the objects on screen because as you touch them, the haptics will notify you where they are. So Apple wants to train us to get used to haptics. They actually already started in the iPhone 4S because you can actually program the iPhone 4S to buzz in a certain way depending on who's calling. You can actually tap out like a Morse code, like unique identifier for people who are calling. It's a small feature. It's only buzzing. But if anybody who's familiar with Immersive, which is a technology company, I think here in the Silicon Valley that does advanced haptics, they do amazing things. They can convince you that what's happening on screen is, stuff rattling around inside the device. It's really amazing. I think Apple's going to do that.
Yeah, we've seen kind of crappy haptics in other smartphones.
Craptics.
Craptics, where you press a key and it buzzes, and it's not particularly useful. I'm going to go through the whole panel before we discuss more on that, but thank you. That's good. I guess that's what we should say. Do you have anything that you think is going to be a big surprise? Russell Holley from Geek.com.
I definitely think that the things that are going to be focused on there is going to be the HD screen, and I keep hearing a lot more about this tactile response. There's actually something, SRI International is a partner of Apple's, and they did this thing on artificial muscles early last year that would work with devices where it would respond differently across the screen.
So you agree that this is a haptics? This would be haptics then?
I definitely think we would see some kind of tactile response. Mophie actually worked with SRI International to make these artificial muscles in a skin that you could put on the iPhone.
Wow.
That gave it that response.
I didn't see that. Wow.
I think there was an article.
It's called the Mophie Pulse.
I think you can also do it with electro stimulus as well. So you don't feel, it doesn't actually do anything. It doesn't actually move the surface. It actually just changes the electro, so you, it simulates the feeling of something when you're touching it.
Wow.
That might be rough, but it's not actually changing anything mechanically. It's just simply changing electrical stimulus.
Very interesting. Let me ask Steve Garfield of SteveGarfield.com. Steve, what do you think? What are the surprises? I guess we all kind of agree on the general gist of this, but what are the surprises going to be? Uh-oh, did I mute him? Wait a minute, hold on, Steve. I don't know if you're... How do I unmute him? Maybe he muted him. Steve, I didn't hear...
Steve, you're muted.
You're muted, Steve.
You're turning muted. Muted.
I think he's turning Japanese.
Okay, there we go.
There we go.
Okay.
Thank you, Steve.
I'm back.
I do appreciate you muting yourself. Actually, everybody in the Hangout, it's always a useful thing to mute yourself. Because otherwise, you get stray stuff coming through. Go ahead, Steve.
Right. When the iPad 2 came out, I was disappointed in it because of the poor camera. I'm a video guy, and I really would like to see a better camera. And no one's really – I mean, I was kind of been mentioned, and it seems obvious, but it'll be great to have a nice camera. And along with that, you know, I would like to have it be a beautiful video camera with it. Look at the viewfinder you would have as you shot video. So I would also like to have a mic input and a headphone jack to monitor. You know, let's just do it all the way. Do it right.
Tim Street, you're a video guy. You agree? Is that something you'd like to see in an iPad? We were talking, when you first joined us, about how it's useful as a video editing tool. And I have to say, Avid Studio really is an amazing thing for an iPad. Do we need a better camera?
I expect that we'll see a better camera, but if you look at the different things that Apple's done, I mean, they've looked at education. I think now we're going to go towards medical. And so with this new iPad release, I'm expecting to see something in the medical realm, probably like laser dental floss, I think would be really
good. Oh, stop it.
I really think that a hairbrush is going to come first. Before they start doing the dental floss, they're going to brush your hair with the iPad. You just wave it over your head.
Actually, Tim Street, there's a company in Boston doing LED blue light. They're called Photo Oral, and you put this thing in your mouth, and then it cleans the bad plaque off your mouth 30 to 60 seconds twice a day.
I think there's a company in L.A. called Photo Oral, but it's not a dental company.
Okay, stop it. Stop it.
You knew that.
It's in the valley, yeah.
Leo, you talked about the camera. There's no question it's going to be a better camera. It would be completely bizarre if the back camera wasn't way better. I think the dark horse camera is a front camera.
Yeah.
That's high quality. I think last time I was on Twit, we talked about, I predicted this. Or maybe it was MacBreak Weekly, but I think there's a reasonable chance that they're going to make a play for FaceTime on the iPad.
P. Delahanty in our chat room says it can't be a worse camera.
Yeah,
that's for sure. I agree, awesome. Because they're putting HD cameras in all of their computers now, in their 27-inch monitors. These are much better cameras, and I think HD is going to be a kind of a key to this whole announcement. It's ironic because Apple, for a long time, when they only had 1024 by 768, said on a screen this size, 720p is fine. Now all of a sudden, it's going to be 1080p or nothing, right, Alex Lindsay?
Yeah, they're going to push it. They're going to make
Steve
everybody.
Jobs said nobody even read books before
right.
the iPad.
Yeah,
right.
Or you would never want video on an iPod.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So let me ask the we're going to have to distinguish people in the Hangout from the meat space. Let me ask the meat space.
The meat out.
Tom, what is your most outre prediction? The surprise? Any surprises at all? One more thing? Anything like that?
Well, it's not a big surprise, but I think a lot of people are talking there's going to be an Apple TV announcement. I think on the outside edge of possibility is some kind of integration between the iPad and the Apple TV, where you won't get the most out of the Apple TV without using the iPad. And it's the stepping stone to them actually having a television product of their own.
I'm saving an HDMI input on my television.
What was that prediction on TNT? Was it yesterday or the day before where somebody had... predicted it was a mashup between the iPad and the Apple TV, and we all went, oh. I've heard so many rumors now that I can't even distinguish it. I'll go back into our ad right now.
Yeah, it's hard to remember.
But it was good.
So far, the biggest outlier prediction comes from Mike Elgin that we'll have haptic feedback. Russell agrees that some sort of touch capability, buzzing or something, will be there. I think we all agree it's going to be an HD announcement. We're going to begin in just a few minutes. You guys are watching the live blogs. Anything going on in this hall right now? We can't. Of course, Apple's not streaming it. And nobody was as intrepid as I was at the original iPad announcement for good reason. And so far, we haven't found a stream. But chat room, we're watching. Oh, that's yours.
The internet's still working, so nothing much is going on. That's the reports from Ryan Block is I'm waiting for the moment the internet craps out.
I won't be able to watch those live feeds, so I'm going to rely on you three for updates on what's going on.
One of the live feeds said that Om Malik is eating a Danish. So.
That's what I want. He always gets everything.
She wanted a jelly donut. Sarah wanted a jelly donut.
This is the prediction I mentioned in TNT. Apple may have reimagined the Apple TV. This was from a fellow named Adam Rocha in the UK. What if the new Apple TV is nothing more than an app on the new iPad that airplays to a new HDMI dongle for your TV? Mm. Wouldn't that be the simplest method ever? Their accessories have been getting more sophisticated, which is almost like the Roku dongle that was announced earlier this year.
So before we go into the hall, and I think we're about to go into the hall in just a little bit, we won't, of course, be able to stream it live, but we're going to do one of those baseball reenactments where you go, and he's rounding second, he's on his way to third. So we'll reenact it for you. Tom Merritt will be playing the role of Tim Cook. I think Alex Lindsay is going to be Eddie Q.
You're really going to like it.
And you could be Scott Forstall, Sarah Lane. This broadcast breaking news coverage brought to you by Gazelle. Gazelle always has a big day when new iPhones or iPads come out because there's a lot of people with old iPads that want to get the new one. And with Gazelle.com, you can get the cash to make that upgrade a reality. But you got to go there
now.
You
have 2 minutes.
The lights are dimming.
Do not wait. The lights are dimming. Do not wait because the price is going to go down every second that this announcement goes on. Gazelle.com. Go there to see what your iPad is worth. Select your model, its condition. You'll get an offer instantly. You can get cash, PayPal. Get an Amazon credit, and you'll get 5% additional. And you get a free prepaid mailing label in a box to ship it in for free. Gazelle.com. In a matter of days, you'll have the cash to buy. In plenty of time, if the March 16th rumors are correct, to buy that iPad 3. Gazelle. Don't sell it. Gazelle it. And we thank Gazelle for providing the support for our live coverage of this event.
And you want to keep this in mind.
Tim Cook's on
good
stage.
Good morning. Oh, thank you very much for joining us. I can't really do a Tim Cook.
I'm sorry, you have to. You're the closest we've got.
He is excited to be there.
Yeah.
He says.
So this is the Yerba Buena Center for the really? Arts where all three of the iPad announcements have happened. It is about, Alex, would you say about 500-600 people can get in there? It's not a big...
Yeah, I think we've done some events there. And I think it's 700 is the max.
Okay.
Gosh, these live vlogs are so good now. They all have the technology. So we're basically just getting what he's saying verbatim.
I don't know why Apple doesn't stream it, because they're really giving up coverage of these events to live blogs.
Post-PC revolutions.
But it helps with the frenetic energy.
You know what they should do is they should get someone
Wait, Tim's about to speak.
He's speaking.
He's talking about the...
Tom Merritt is going to channel Tim Cook.
Oh, okay.
We have three blockbuster post-PC products. That's all he...
We're talking about a world where the PC is no longer the center of your digital world, but is just another device.
Can we get it more
Which blog are you
Tom?
Reading?
Dark.
Gadget.
I am, too. I was like, well, that's word
the
for word.
The devices you use are more and more about portable, more personal, and dramatically easier to use than any PC has ever been.
I think, actually, Steve Garfield looks the most like Tim Cook. We're going to have to nominate him. Mr. Tim Cook.
We have three
like a casting
blockbuster post-PC products. Or he'll be like,
Apple Store.
Don't you guys all follow the same thing? He's doing The Verge. You're doing Macworld.
I was doing Macworld.
And you guys want to do Ars Technica or GDGT?
I'm going back and forth between Engadget and Gadget.
All right.
Unless we feel overcovered.
I feel
these guys are both
unable to do anything.
iPad reinvented portable computing. I don't know if you realize that.
In many ways.
Yeah.
And outstripped the wildest of predictions.
All right.
Any company.
Go ahead. Your turn.
You know, your line. Any company would be thrilled to have just one of these devices. At Apple, we're fortunate to have all three, and the momentum has been staggering.
Last year alone, they sold 172 million post-PC devices that made up 76% of their revenues.
So this is traditional.
Really
in one of these events that traditionally there's a whole order that Steve Jobs established to this. And in the beginning is the boasting. You say numbers. You say how well it's selling. Often they'll throw in Apple Store information because that's been a big success story over the last few years. That's always how we begin. Let's draw the scene inside the theaters. You said about 700 people. There's about halfway up. There is a blank space, and that's where all the camera crews are.
Right.
And it's interesting because CNN and others will have. There we go. There's a live bloggers. You see,
and they
all
get
laptops.
Like a postage stamp to put the camera on.
And you can see the cameras there. The these crews will ferry tapes back out to the truck. So you may see on CNN and other places 15, 20 minutes delayed video of this. Nobody's allowed to stream it live, but that's...
CNET, we had runners. In fact, Lin Fu used to be one of them, who would take a tape at like 15-minute intervals, run it down the street two blocks to CNET,
mm-hmm. right.
encode it, post it, and right. then run back, get the next one.
Apple Store is now down, which is usually a sign that you'll be able to do some pre-ordering. So there was a thought that you might not be able to pre-order right away. It looks like you will. I want to delegate somebody to go into the Apple Store and keep refreshing every 5 seconds. No, Liz, you don't have to do it yet, but just be ready.
Chat
room will tell us as soon as it's
only because sure. only because I want to order as many as possible.
Yeah, but very Comic Sans esque sticky
no,
in there.
No kidding.
That's not.
They'll be back that. Soon.
They've moved on into talking about the stores, which is also normal
There's
for them
the
to start talking into retail.
Turns out they're making a lot of money in the stores.
First few rows of these events are always reserved for Apple's employees. Executives are in the front row. Remember last time they did this for the iPhone 4S announcement, at the very front row on the far right on the aisle was a seat reserved, which we later, I think, believe was reserved for Steve Jobs, who, of course, didn't make it because he passed away the next day. But that is that front row, those front two rows or three rows are filled with employees for good reason. Those are the people who lead the cheers, who applaud. Generally, the press will endeavor not to become too overcome with joy and happiness. Maybe that's why they didn't invite me back. I never applaud.
Well, I think isn't it that job. It's that next row that where you if you had a laptop and you wanted to turn it around and Skype
that would be the row
that
to
would be
in.
The row to be in.
I'm just saying.
Apple's up to 362 retail stores globally. Talking about their big Grand Central opening.
They make $7,000 per square foot.
I think it's the highest of any retailer in the world.
$7,000 per square foot. To give you some idea, the rent we pay here is 75 cents per square foot.
So we are much more cost effective.
Well, we don't know how much theirs cost.
If we could make $7,000 a square foot, we would
have you
be
been
very
to the one
happy.
In New York, the new Grand Central?
They're showing a video of that right now.
It is unbelievable.
Here's a shot on the it looks like the
is yeah. The, it feels like the whole it makes Grand Central Station feel like it's the Apple Store.
Looks like Tim Cook's actually on the balcony.
No kidding.
I know, right? It's like a green screen.
Yeah.
How did he do that?
With a very small man behind
him. We're introducing the Apple Transporter.
I'm actually broadcasting through a Mac Mini in New York.
It would be, I mean, talk about foot traffic. That's got to be the best retail, the most valuable retail space in the world.
It is amazing.
You're on your way home and you just want to pick up a little something.
I just went to visit. I didn't even buy anything.
I am really glad that we're not playing a drinking game with every time someone says post PC.
Okay, right. Are they saying that a lot, Russell?
Yeah, it's all over the place.
Russell Holly from Geek.com.
They've declared war.
We've got a great hangout going. Mike Elgin, Russell Holly, Steve Garfield, and Tim Streeter joining us in a Google Hangout. There's still room for, if my calculations are correct, four more people. So I've invited the tech journalist and pundit Scoble. If you got that invite, I'd love to get you in there. Anybody who wants to join us, if you are on my tech pundit circles, you should be able to have an invite.
Actually, Robert Scoble is on an airplane right now.
Yeah, that's why
it shouldn't stop
here.
Him.
Yeah, yeah, it shouldn't stop.
Of course,
him
they should have Wi-Fi on the airplane.
I feel for anybody
who don't like it
who timed their
South by Southwest trip
visit to South by. Last year at South by Southwest, of course, they had already announced the iPad. They built a pop-up store for the iPad 2 in Austin, and we went. We actually got in line.
Yeah, we did.
Bought our iPad 2s. In fact, this
four
iPad 2 there.
This one,
actually,
too.
I think it was Eileen who bought my iPad. Did you buy
Eileen
mine?
Bought mine, too.
And yours, too.
Because she was there a day
Brian
earlier.
Brian Brushwood bought mine.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
So, but interesting, no pop-up store in at South by. South by ends on the 13th, the interactive portion. So that does kind of lend some credence to the idea that it
will
be after
the 13th. Are we all in agreement that the 16th sounds like the most realistic day?
That's what the rumors are, and that's because Houston
that's
will open an Apple. There are two new
London,
Apple stores.
Right?
Houston and London will be opening on that day.
I can see them taking
We Are Young by Fun is the music being played in the video about the Grand Central store.
Okay. Does anybody want to Shazam that?
I can sing it.
Can you? Go ahead.
Yeah. I think we should parse that. By the way, drink, Russell, because another key rich. Element of our post-PC success is iOS. And now they're talking about the numbers. So 352 gonna, million devices,
Russell Holly
million.
Is going to be drunk by the end of this show. And he'll be, maybe the TARDIS will actually take off. You don't know.
They have moved on to talking about Siri. Yeah. Tim says, Siri is your best friend who gets things done just by asking.
That is one question.
Unless
mark.
She doesn't understand you, Tim.
Yeah, or the server's down. That is one question, is whether Siri will be in the iPad 3. I think it has to be, yeah?
Well, they're talking about it at an iPad event. I think that they have to put it in.
I thought it might be the one more thing. They might not say one more thing, but it would be a nice little bonus at the end of, have Siri end of the discussion.
It. I think the real question is... can the server support it? They can barely support the iPhone 4S traffic. If you sell another 20 million iPad HDs with Siri on it, they're going to have to beef up their capability.
She does have trouble responding to me at times.
Our customers tell us that they love it, referring to Siri.
Of course they... Her. It's a her, by the way. It's a her. Tim, it's a her.
What do you use Siri for? Do you use Siri very much?
I don't have Siri.
Yeah. Now, if you get the London voice, is it a male? I think it's a man if it's London, if it's English, right?
Yeah. Some countries are male. It's coming to Japan, he just announced. We already knew that.
Yeah, he's playing off the accents, the different, well, not the accents, but the different languages and accents, I guess. Australian.
French and German?
Yeah, French, German, Australian.
Bringing
Siri is your best
Japan.
Friend.
Siri is not my friend. How about Scottish?
Not while I'm drinking.
That's a great request. Thank you. I'll be getting right on that.
Did you see the video?
No.
There's a video of a Scotsman having a bit of a problem.
Siri in Japanese is part of iOS 5.1 available today.
Okay, so it is not 6, but it is 5.1. That's what you win. Check mark.
Now,
John
you
Mer.
Can't talk about the post-PC world, drink, without talking God. About the App Store.
Oh, my God. It's not even
Russell.
Noon
it's,
in the East Coast.
It's
in,
one
in the
per
Coast.
Minute.
Well, you know, of course, the game here is that they know that all these... This is going to be the press meme. Is
right.
This is the post PC world?
You say
this
is whatever there. It is yeah. that you want the press
over
to report.
And over.
It's
and
neuro-linguistic
over again.
Programming.
Yep. Yep. I predict though that if you really want to do a drinking game, HD will be the real term that you're going to want to listen for. If you want to get really smashed,
if you want to hold off to getting
and
smashed until midway,
the post PC is a much nicer way to say post Mac. World. That's really
that's not a good
breathtaking thing about where they're
going. I know. That's right. They're a PC manufacturer. That's what they did until now.
But I think that also they're really this has been their way to move into the corporate world is not trying to go head to head with computers, but to just try to change that entire game. You know, try to change the context of the conversation.
Now they're back to talking about apps and talking about numbers, 25 billion app downloads. It's interesting that they kind of slipped in a little announcement there with iOS 5.1.
Yeah.
And in the numbers portion.
Available today.
Mm-hmm.
And have now moved on to iCloud. iCloud keeps all of your content synced across all of your devices. It's simple. It's elegant. It's automatic. It just works. 100 million iCloud users, says Apple.
Yeah.
iCloud is pretty awesome.
Yeah. I mean,
really, Steve Garfield? You're the only person in the world who thinks that, by the way.
No, I think it.
Do you?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
I love it syncing my contact calendar between everything. It's just brilliant.
It's harder when you're coming from Google's calendar and right. Google stuff.
I just use Google. I don't ever use the cloud. I think for iCloud to work, they're going to have to really start doing a better job with documents. That's, of course, what Mountain Lion will do.
Yes.
They need a Dropbox-style. You know, it's funny. We lost iDisk, which really was kind of a predecessor to Dropbox.
Next announcement.
Yep.
TV shows in the iTunes store support 1080p HD.
Woo!
HD, take a drink. I'm going to be drinking from the orange cup on HD, the black cup on post PC.
You got a whiskey drink. He's got a vodka drink.
I got a whiskey drink. I get knocked down. That's it. It's over.
I get 1080p.
Nobody gets back.
We're going to need more vodka.
New Apple TV.
Oh, all right.
Well, they're not messing around.
This is unusual.
Well done. I mean, you know, a lot of times I feel like the first half of the Apple announcements is just you're just like okay.
We're 11 minutes in and they've already made two announcements.
New era. Yeah. This is good. An Apple announcements. Yeah.
11 minutes in. Lamar Wilson is joining us in the hangout now.
Welcome, Lamar.
Hello, Lamar. I like your picture, Lamar.
Hey, Leo. Hello.
Hey, Lamar.
How you doing, guys?
Thanks for joining us. We appreciate it. You're in the hangout with Mike Elgin Russell Holly, Steve Garfield, and Tim Street are our remote experts who are all tech punditing.
New streamlined interface, all they're saying.
Really
about
excited about
they're
this.
Demoing it.
Are you? We haven't had a chance to tell us what you do. First of all, Lamar.
My name is Lamar Wilson. I'm the world's funniest tech reporter on Revision 3, and as well as on YouTube. So, just like Mike Elgin tells everybody, he's the world's most lovable. I decided to be the world's funniest.
I like it, but that's a high standard. You're going to have to work hard now.
Eddie Q is on stage.
So, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it, Lamar.
No problem.
Ooh, iTunes match support for the Apple TV, but I guess that's just for music. He's not.
The key on this is iTunes Match, if you pay the $25, which you have to, gives you streaming. And I think that's why an Apple TV device with this would be very interesting. It means you'd be able to stream your entire music library.
He says TV shows the day after they air, iTunes Match support. Now, that's what Ryan Block wrote on Gadget. I'm not sure if those two are related in some way.
I bet they're two different things.
I'm guessing.
iTunes playlists from iCloud through the Apple TV interface.
It sounds like it's still the music.
You know, it's funny because normally I would have said the Apple TV might have been one more thing, but I guess it makes sense. Amos Lee, nice job. You got a little plug there for Amos Lee right in the front.
I think it's too obvious to be one more thing, though, especially because of this Retina display.
I guess so.
You know?
Yeah, it's a lesser announcement than the Retina display and the new iPad.
I saw this thing. It said that third-party apps are easier to get to as well. He's pulling up PhotoStream. I'm not sure.
The music is exactly what I was suspecting, which you should be able to stream your entire music library to your Apple TV. It makes your Apple TV a really important component.
So, word to anybody who likes to take racy photos on their iPhone. Now, when you take a photo on your phone, it will automatically appear on your Apple TV without you having to do anything at all.
I wanted to rebuild.
No, actually, I've always had that feature. I've always had that feature with PhotoStreams.
Yeah.
On Apple TV.
Yeah. It's on my Apple TV.
Unfortunately.
Only in the back house.
I won't tell you how I know.
Well, then why is he touting that as a feature if that's already been there?
Yeah, there's
it was hard to set up because what you had to do
they
was
must not be explaining
you had
it.
To set up photo galleries to be on your Apple TV and your screen.
Yeah, this is a new app called PhotoStream, in the Apple TV interface.
That actually is a lot better. I can remember going over to my dad's. He had pictures from Turkey. It took me 20 minutes. To get it so that slideshow was coming from the Apple TV. So
I think it took me 8 swear words.
New UI in the movie section also has Genius for recommendations.
Yep.
Remember, Apple just recently acquired Chomp for its recommendation engine. Chomp was an app recommendation engine, but I would guess that they can use this for everything.
Absolutely.
The Genius really did need to be upgraded, I think.
I've actually really enjoyed Genius.
I like the loading. Now, this is a still, so it probably didn't take that long to authorize.
Nice photos. We'll take the photos in.
It sure feels like it's taking
a long
time. Way to go, presenters.
Come on, guys.
We welcome you to our live coverage of the Apple announcement going on live right now. We, of course, can't stream it to you, but we're doing our best table read with Tom Merritt, Sarah Lane.
Let's
Alex
take
Lindsay,
a look at movies.
And a great panel in our Google Hangout. Jesse Stay now joining us in the Hangout. Thanks for joining us, Jesse. Good to have you as well. I think we're almost full now.
Apple apparently hassling Ryan Block for taking photos.
No, really?
That's what he says. You're reading the same live blog I'm reading.
We shouldn't be doing that, should we?
You were on the verge.
Jesse, great to have you. Thanks for joining us in this Hangout.
Glad to be here, Leo. I'm doing this for my daughter. She's upstairs watching this on the Roku and wanted to see me on TV.
That's awesome. Jesse, of course, now working at Google, part of the Google Plus team, and we're really thrilled to be able to. This is, I think, our first.
Actually, I'm not working at Google.
Oh, why did I think that? I apologize. What are you doing these days,
Jesse? I wrote Google Plus for Dummies, though.
That's why I thought that. You wrote the book. Even better.
And I see
new Apple TV, $99, available next week.
Next week.
You can pre-order starting
today.
Now we're
going to talk about the iPad.
I am buying it.
Next week is sooner than the 16th, so that's interesting.
Well, that's not true. He didn't say
so not a lot of big changes.
March 16th is Friday.
So that's a fairly tame upgrade.
They've moved on to the
another post-PC reference. iPad is the poster child of the post-PC world.
All right, is that orange? I think that's orange. No, that's black.
15.4 million iPads sold in the last quarter.
Say again, 15 million?
15.4 million.
I think we knew that. That was in the quarterly results, so that's not new. All right.
You think this is going to be attractive to education to invest in this iPad 3, or do you think they're going to go for the lower end one, what the iPad 2 would be as far as the cost?
You know, I'd be very curious. I agree, Lamar. I was hoping that they would – I hope that they will continue to offer an iPad 2 in the $300 to $400 range. But now rumors have said that they will not do that. So we'll have to see. That's something – I agree with you, Lamar. That's a very important thing for education, especially with the textbook initiative that Apple's been doing.
Absolutely.
I think the only reason that they might not – well, there's probably a bunch of reasons they wouldn't, but I think one reason would be to push education and so on and so forth towards that higher resolution that's going to take more advantage of the new resolution, because there will be – the textbooks will be great.
Right. Gadget has a nice screen capture of Tim Cook comparing iPad sales to HP, Lenovo, Dell, and Acer sales.
That's just not fair.
All calling them personal computer units.
PCUs.
We aren't in the post-PC era.
Well, apparently. It's like you can't have both
Holy
ways.
Holy smokes.
Right?
Now, I presume that Acer, Dell, Lenovo, and HP, they're talking about computers as opposed. This is what Apple would really like to do, is get those iPad numbers included in PC sales numbers, because it would put them number one.
They are not traditionally included in the same breath.
And some of those companies, HP and Lenovo, Dell, all sell tablets. So
if you compare that, it's
not really a fair. If you put that, then Apple would easily be number one.
He's quoting Tony Bradley.
Microsoft
from PC
is going
to
make that a reality, because if you include Microsoft Windows 8, it's also on tablets. It's going to really blur the boundaries, I think, more than an iPad.
I agree.
I wonder if it's a mistake to start doing it. Changing the accounting to doing it that way. This coverage, by the way, of the Big Apple announcement is brought to you by our good friends at Gazelle. A great place to go if you have an old iPad. Go there now. Every second that goes by with this announcement, your iPad 1 and 2 are losing value. It's time to get rid of the iPad and get a new one. Go to gazelle.com. They pay the shipping. They pay the postage. They even give you 5% more if you get an Amazon gift card. Don't sell it. Gazelle it. GAZELLE.com.
I actually gazelled my iPad 2 already.
You and I had this conversation about whether you should do it now or wait.
Well, you got 30 days to send it in. So I did it.
Brilliant. So you locked in the value.
I locked it in, yeah.
And then when the new one comes out, you'll be ready. Ah, very clever, man.
Tim says, overwhelmingly, they're... People that they asked who had both a desktop and a smartphone, their favorite device for email, they responded iPad. It's not my favorite device for email.
No.
For reading and surfing around, totally.
Plus, users with a gaming console and portable console said the iPad was their favorite for gaming.
I agree with that. Lamar, you were going to say something?
No, I was just going to say there was some breaking news that my iPad 2 is now worth $50 only. it's gone down in value, so I'm not sure what I can do now.
Quick, sell it.
The Gazelle is really quick.
Dom was smart
everybody,
to lock
everybody
in
Everybody jumped
value.
In your deal, Leo.
Is that true? Is it? No, it's worth more than $50, I hope.
No. I think it's probably about $250.
Maybe. I think that's what it was the last time I checked, yeah. If it's in, average condition.
He's going to start talking about the screen, so we're going to get a screen resolution announcement.
Apple
next,
is at $532.41 right now. Let's keep watching that stock price, but that's an amazing stock price. I can remember when we were saying, will it make 200? That was just a few years ago. Now at $532. Of course, Apple, the most valuable company in the world because of that stock.
Over 200,000 custom apps have been specifically designed for the iPad.
And the big, beautiful multi-touch screen, and now all those developers are going to be very upset.
These apps are gorgeous and groundbreaking.
Make a bigger one.
He's trying to make them feel better.
Scooter X makes a good point in our chat room that usually the stock price drops on announcement days, because the tradition with stocks is you buy on the rumor, you sell on the news. This is the news. I don't think so. I think this is a day that you're going to see Apple stock go up. Maybe.
Well, the news on Friday is going to be we sold 4 million.
It'll be 5%. It'll be up at least 5, maybe 10.
With Apple, it's become buy on the rumor, buy on the news.
Just buy.
Just keep buying.
Ooh, they're showing a Twitter app running on a Samsung tablet. Says it kind of looks like a blown-up smartphone app.
Oh, boy.
Because that's exactly what
it is. It also violates our patents.
Compared to Twitter on iPad.
And remember, Apple has announced...
Apple and Twitter are close friends these days.
Apple has announced Twitter everywhere in Mountain Lion, and I would expect that iOS 5.1 would also have... Well, it's already does have pretty tight integration, but maybe even tighter integration. I don't know how you could get tighter, really.
Well, no, I think...
All the apps on Mountain Lion will be able to tweet.
That's right. Well, yeah, that's kind of right.
Yeah. So is that the case on iOS?
Do you think you'll see Facebook support this time?
No.
Don't we think in some ways Apple is twisting this knife specifically because Facebook was so difficult to work with, and they're just going to keep on going Twitter. You know, like this is their.
I agree, and I also think the issue for Apple is that Facebook wanted more information about Apple's customers, and Apple was willing to give them.
Now he's criticizing Yelp on the Samsung tablet. Like, really?
Imagine
really
if Apple purchased Twitter. How crazy that would be! They need a social network.
You know, Apple should purchase Twitter. At this point, I think it'd be a smart move.
It would be a better partnership than something with Facebook.
Yeah.
Everyone's been wondering who will come out with a tablet that's better than the iPad 2.
All right.
Everyone's been wondering. Well,
we've
stop
got a
wondering.
New iPad.
We are.
We are.
And here it is.
Mike Elgin, not one word about Google in this keynote. In fact, I will drink an entire bottle of Crystal Head vodka if they say Google even once.
Please say Google. Please
all right,
say Google.
We've got our first image.
But will you do it during
the
show?
The
that's the question.
I didn't say it. Well,
I'm sorry,
you want to see me die.
We're bearing the lead here. We just got the iPad.
Of course, you didn't mention it was over 6 months.
Their first image is a white iPad, by the way.
White?
Yep.
The new iPad. There it is, ladies and gentlemen.
You
are you
button?
Excited?
Is the button there?
Yes.
The thing is huge.
There is a button.
Is there a button? I don't see a button.
I can't see a button.
I see a camera.
Where's the button?
Yeah, you know, I don't really see it either. But it might just be the image. Enhance.
Button, where's the button?
Enhance. Let me dial it in.
Where's
no,
that
no
button.
Just
enhance.
I don't see. Yeah,
like
I don't
see
a button there.
Space because you can see.
Phil Schiller is up for the demo.
Space.
Earl Grey, hot.
Yes. Good morning, everyone.
Holy crap! There is a button, right?
We didn't see a button.
See it.
And Gadget has a button.
Think about it. Do they really need a button?
That was just a blown out photo.
Ooh.
Crisis averted.
Retina display.
Oh my gosh! Yay!
For real.
Retina display.
Official.
No all one right. thought that was happening.
Check that off on your ballot. You all have your bingo, your iPad 3 bingo, right?
Oh, I was gonna make a big bingo card for us.
Until you see it.
So there's not a physical button, but there's definitely something there.
Until you buy it, you can't possibly understand how amazing this Retina
Russell, are you looking at the Engadget
photo? It's a haptic
photo?
Button.
I'm actually, GDGT.
And so,
yeah, they're a little bit faster.
So, but is there a button is the question.
Yeah, there's
so I think the button is haptic.
In the chat room, Engadget has it.
Neither of the photos are very good.
All right.
Yeah.
I should...
That's not a button. That's Tim Cook, says Sybil.
Oh, he's so cute, though.
He's cute as a...
He's cute as a button.
For the first time, an iPad has a higher resolution than even the display behind me.
Yeah, that's what's going to be interesting. I think Apple's going to go Retina across the line, and that is going to be a great distinguishing feature, I think.
I'm curious what they mean by Retina display. We haven't got numbers yet.
Yeah, you know, we know it's not Retina.
If you think about it...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
If you think about it, with haptic response, I'm hearing myself, sorry. If you think about it, with haptic response, you don't need a button. You just know where to touch, and you'll feel it.
So Jesse stays in the haptic arena.
There is a button.
He's going with the haptics.
I see the button.
All right.
There is a button.
Who's
everybody
got the
breathe.
Button?
There is a button.
We have button.
It's like a Seinfeld.
We have confirmation of the button.
Stand
is it an innie or an outie?
Is there a button?
2048x1536.
2048x1536. That's what we expected. That's double each direction, and that's what they did with the iPhone 4 as well, and that makes it easier for developers because graphics scale better when they're twice the size exactly. So this is no surprise. 2048x1536. That, of course, is enough for
crazy.
A 1080p full HD display.
Right.
Whether that makes a difference on something that size, I don't know. But look at the text. You could see...
when you think about building interfaces, too, that like a streaming interface that might do 1280x720, that still gives you like a ton of like area for chat and all kinds of other
things. You could have a 720 HD display and chat.
Yeah.
All right. I think we're going to send Houdini 7 a little message. Yes.
An iPad has more pixels than your 1080p HD TV at home.
Wow.
264 pixels per inch.
264 PPI.
Turns out this is the Apple TV. The Apple TV.
Right. Massa Media says...
I'm expecting some integration.
3.1 megapixels.
264 per inch.
Here's maybe it'll be 50 inches wide.
But it's worth mentioning that in a screen that size, you know, that kind of resolution, you know, it'd be great on a 55-inch display.
Right.
What you... won't, but it will be retina-like in the sense that you won't be able to see pixels super sharp. At any normal, yeah. unless
you. Which you do really notice if you get closer to some of these large, you'll see the aliasing.
You can always see the screen door on any LCD.
But at 9.7 inches, you know, yeah.
I do have to say, it ratchets it for people who care. It will make it very difficult. Building those displays is expensive, and trying to get anywhere near that the price of the iPad if they keep it the same.
They say iPad sure, held at 15 inches, you can't see pixels. So,
15 inches, you can't see pixels. That's what Apple's calling Retina.
Yeah.
Where at a normal viewing distance, you can't see pixels. But by the way, in that case, an HDTV would be Retina because it's 10 feet away.
Farsighted people everywhere say,
Right.
They need a lot of horsepower for all these pixels.
Nearsighted people.
Get ready for the chip announcement. Are we going to get A5X or A6? What do you think?
5X.
I think they're not.
I think enhanced
graphics. All right, they're going to talk about.
Okay, yeah. Mike Elgin's weighing in on quad. I think dual core with an enhanced GPU.
Quad core graphics. An A5X chip.
Oh, quad core.
Take quad core graphics.
Oh, you weren't voting. That was you were announcing, Mike. Thank you.
That's right.
Yeah, if we should let me know so I didn't I'll have to make a fool of myself.
A5X.
Okay, A5X quad core. That's interesting. That is very interesting.
Yeah.
It, by the way, that A5X confirms the picture that was distributed around with an A5X chip on it. Right. So I think in this case, the rumor mill had some good information. I remember you saw a picture of the motherboard on an iPad, whatever we're going to call it.
Apple talking about says, chips.
Have they named it yet? Have they said what it's called?
No.
Nope.
We only have seen the new iPad.
No, they haven't.
40% better color saturation. 4X res.
Show this graphics performance slide if you've got it. It's so silly when they do this. Like, look, 2X is bigger than 1X. Right. 4X is bigger than both of them.
No numbers, just...
I think the point is that the Tegra is very small.
Well, the Tegra 3, which is a quad core, is what you're going to see in a lot of competing tablets. EyeSight camera, that's HD.
Finally.
Apple's up $2.
Is it significant that they said quad-core graphics versus the processor?
Oh, they said quad-core graphics. Okay,
yes.
So that's
a distinction.
That's what I expected, which is highly improved graphics. Yeah.
But will they do anything for the processor? That's the
they don't need to.
Regardless of whether...
I don't think they need to. I don't think you see multitasking is so unimportant on the iPad that
it's not really doing
dual core would be more than adequate. It's really where you want to do this is you got to push a lot more pixels.
I guess it's more of a marketing term just to compete with the Android tablets that
I agree.
Pushing quad core.
I agree. Lamar Wilson.
5 megapixel camera, not 8.
5.
Yeah.
That's all right. I'll take it. The 5 in the iPhone 4 was pretty darn good. I hope it's the iPhone 4 camera.
He actually mentioned we took the camera from the 4S.
From the 4.
Oh, wait, from the 4, sorry.
Yeah. I think that's fine. I don't think that the 8 megapixels that
no,
much
he
better.
Said we brought the optic system from the 4S.
All right,
I read that right.
That's interesting. Yeah. So that is 5 megapixels, but what they did in the 4S was they have an extra lens. They have a much faster f-stop. I think it's f2.4, f2.2.
Something like that, yeah.
So that's actually very good news. And I don't think that the 5 versus, that's a 5-element lens.
I don't understand why they didn't just... bring the whole camera over, though. I mean, why not make it
that's interesting.
8 megapixels?
Is it thicker, do you think, or battery? Or 5 megapixels, I'll tell you why. Because it's even 5 megapixels is bigger than the screen resolution.
Yeah, but you're capturing something, and you want to be able to zoom in and work on it. I mean,
I think 5's fine. I don't think the 8 megapixel makes that much
HD video recording now in 1080p resolution.
Recording.
Wow.
Takes great pictures of collies.
Tim Street, you got your wish. You've got that epic camera in an iPad. He's happy.
Who was going to be recording with this bad camera? What's the market for this?
Well, Lamar, that's a debate that we've been having. Now, Tim Street's a video producer, as is Steve Garfield. I wanted a better camera as well.
Every parent.
Every parent. I mean, why have more than one video camera?
I want the HD in the front for the Skype and FaceTime.
That's what they're talking about.
Yeah. So I'm glad to have that.
It's are they talking about both directions? Camera. So it's 1080p both?
Well, they're talking about the back camera.
FaceTime in the front, back camera right eyesight now. In the
but
back.
But I see a camera on the front of the picture.
And that's going to be an HD camera, they said as well, right? Or
no, it's the FaceTime camera.
FaceTime.
Well, they didn't say. They just called it a FaceTime camera.
But they're calling it the EyeSight.
On the back.
On the back.
The graphics are showing FaceTime
in the front, EyeSight.
Right.
Yeah. I sit in the back.
The rear camera is basically the rear camera of the iPhone 4S.
Right.
That's for taking when you're
the front camera. They haven't gone into specifics, but it sounds like it's unchanged.
Yeah, it's unfortunate because a lot of times when you want to take pictures with people, having that camera be high resolution looking at you.
Well, and the iPad is a lot harder to flip around
exactly
than the iPhone.
Exactly. And it just seems like that would be you see a lot of people taking pictures of us together, you know, and
built-in stabilization on the video cam.
Evidently, it's perfect for the Retina display. That's
voice dictation.
And Siri. We have Siri. All right.
Nice.
Fantastic. I think that's
Bingo.
Very good news.
And is it? And with Siri...
I was really looking forward to ISIS being on here, so I'm a little disappointed.
Do they not know that the iPhone can't handle Siri calls all the time? I mean,
well, that we were talking about that, Mike. You know, the issue that frequently Siri will fail on me. They're going to have to beef up. Frequently they're going to have to beef up server.
And they're talking about voice dictation.
It's frequent enough to where you get out of the habit of using it.
Exactly.
And you don't instinctively.
I haven't seen anyone say Siri though.
No, they said voice dictation. Is this
like Dragon?
Yeah, voice dictation.
Talking about.
It's a taste of Siri.
Ironically, that's what fails most on me with Siri is voice dictation. And there's nothing worse than talking for three sentences and then nothing happens.
I think that
I'm always hitting that button by accident, too.
Yeah.
I don't want to dictate.
Apple has posted now apple.com/iPad/specs. Is that the new iPad specs? Jason, would you check that out for us?
LTE, 4G LTE.
LTE.
Ooh.
Well,
all right.
I
was completely wrong on that one.
There we go.
Is that with AT&T or with Verizon or both?
I bet you it
should be both.
Both have been hinting at it.
I would think.
That's huge.
That's a surprise.
It's got to be both.
I think they're targeting content creators with this.
No.
Content creators, Jesse.
Yeah, with the Siri integration, and if they do haptic feedback, which I'm on board with, I think it makes a lot of sense.
Well, it's Siri-ish.
Well, think about all the video editing programs, too, on the iPad. They're going to run faster.
We've got
better stuff coming in.
This is kind of why I wanted a better camera on the iPad. Not that there's anything, you know, I just think it should all be contained in one thing.
Well, and the bottom line is the best camera, you know, you always say, is the one that you have with you. And a lot of times,
HSPA
if you have your iPad.
Plus. On that would be AT&T.
73 megabits per second.
Say that again, Mike.
LTE for 72 megabits.
They announced 73 megabits per second.
Wow. Maximum 72
over LTE.
Wow,
maximum. I mean,
of course, there's nobody.
No one's actually going to get that.
Broadcasting that.
Yeah.
Is this?
So I'm wondering if this is just going to be.
This is it.
Like all a right. data connection, because then.
Only
a question of having
I love
the
how they
only
still haven't
thicker.
Named it on
only
their own website.
Only slightly thicker.
That is interesting. Isn't it?
Even on the back, it just says iPad. Does it? Can you see what it says underneath that iPad? Does it say? Can we
enhance?
Enhance.
It's the new iPad.
iPad blurry.
Yeah, it looks like it could be an HD there.
Yeah, it looks like
it kind of does.
AT&T LTE. It's AT&T,
not Verizon. Just AT&T.
No. Well, they're demonstrating it on AT&T.
By the way.
Yeah, it is AT&T and Verizon on this page.
Okay.
I scroll down here.
There you go. Wi-Fi. All right.
There we go.
All right.
What were the sizes? Can you scroll back?
We've scooped the presentation.
This is the old one.
Oh, this is the old one?
1 gigahertz dual core A5.
All right. Go away.
Ah.
Go away, specs. I don't love you anymore.
Those are the old specs.
I'm going to be interested in trying this with live streaming if it's got all this.
Say again?
Fast speed and HD camera.
Is that Steve talking?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're a video blogger. This would be an amazing video blogging tool.
Right, and also live streaming, which I've been experimenting with, and it's got great specs for that.
Yeah. On LTE.
Google Plus Hangouts.
Boy, I can't wait till the next iPad announcement. I won't have to hold up a laptop. I could just hold up the iPad.
Be a lot easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, the streaming with LTE should be, I mean, depending on what the up is. Of course, what they're talking about is the down speeds, and, you know, that's a big problem with streaming.
I just streamed a whole live conference for a full day on AT&T 4G LTE, and it was brilliant.
Holy cow, what a great idea.
Doing a lot of side-by-side comparisons now on stage. Look at how long it takes to load this movie on 3G versus LTE.
You can't even see it load on LTE. It's so fast.
I think we have. Did we break 150,000 viewers? I think we did.
Oh, I don't know.
I'm not paying attention to that, but the chat room said that. That would be a nice number.
Yes.
That would rival the number that we had for the first iPad announcement.
And I don't believe there's any way to know how many people are watching the live stream on Google Plus. I think that's will forever remain a mystery. Right. There's probably many thousands.
Tell us, total views, 155,000.
Tell us Rogers and Bell for Canadians in the audience, by the way.
AT&T and Verizon, they're saying.
So North America LTE only. And we have 2,800 people in chat right now. So I apologize. I'm watching only the – I can't see all three chat rooms that we have open.
Two different versions of the iPad. One for AT&T, one for Verizon, because of the two different bands of LTE.
That makes sense.
They won't have all the radios in one.
You're watching live coverage of the iPad announcement with a great Google Hangout team. Jesse Stay, Lamar Wilson, Mike Elgin, Russell Holly, Steve Garfield, and Tim Street in our hangout. Of course, Tom Merritt, Sarah Lane, Alex Lindsay, and me in the meat space. And we thank our friends at Gazelle.com for providing the wherewithal for this. Don't forget, now's the time. It's dropping like a stone to get rid of that one or two so you can get your iPad 3 when it comes out. Gazelle.com. Hurry, get there right now and sell that iPad 2. They will pay for the shipping, by the way, and give you cash.
iPad now can be a personal hotspot. If the carrier supports
exactly.
it.
Wah, wah. There's the US,
which is not on us.
Yeah, it's not on us. Yeah.
Is anyone disappointed that we haven't seen anything for Sprint? Or can their network just not handle this?
Sprint's LTE is not out yet.
Yeah.
But Sprint actually has a fairly fast reach. Yeah, they have a 4G. It's clear, so it's not.
They have WiMAX, but they're moving to LTE, so they're probably holding off. Getting an iPad.
Does
Sprint
sell the iPad now?
No. Well, actually, they do sell the Wi-Fi only one.
Wi-Fi only.
Bundled with the hotspot. But, yeah.
Now they're talking about the battery.
The home router is slowly dying.
Would somebody... is that you, Jesse, your router? There's your daughter.
No, hey. I'm saying through LTE. This is Elizabeth.
Hey, Elizabeth.
Come over here.
Hey. Yeah, you're on TV, too. Hi. So, Jesse, is Elizabeth getting a new iPad is the question.
We hope so.
All right.
Everybody buy Jesse Stay's Google Plus book now.
No battery life ding on 4G,
That's right.
10 hours of battery life.
It says 9 hours on 4G.
Well, but it was 9 hours on 3G as well.
Okay.
10 hours.
Okay. So it's the same battery life. That's why it's slightly thicker, I would guess.
A little heavier, 1.4 pounds.
That's interesting.
What's the iPad 2?
9.4 millimeters, 1.4 pounds. What is the iPad 2? What does that spec, the old spec, say on thickness and weight, Jason? Do we have that?
Let's see.
9.4 millimeters. Doesn't seem that
thick. Size and weight, that would be down.
I think it was 1.2 pounds.
Okay, so it's
bigger battery probably.
It's not taking it.
$499 for 16 gigabytes.
There you go. That's the same price. That's the Wi-Fi version, $499.
Black and white.
Black and yellow. This is black
old
and yellow.
Specs.
Ebony and ivory.
Is that the same as the iPad 2?
You went there, Leo.
I did. This is the iPad 2 that I've got up right now. I don't know how that compares.
So it's a 1.33 to 1.4 pounds, so it's up 0.07 pounds.
Yeah.
Seem like a huge difference.
And the thickness is...
It is if you're making cases.
From 8.8 millimeters. So it's considerably
thicker.
So it's back to the more like the first version of the
which means you have to buy a new case again.
Nice. Good. Well, actually, supposedly a new cover may be coming.
Or have your grandmother knit you a new case.
But the old cover will still work?
Smart cover probably still works because it doesn't
care. Pre-orders start today.
Available March 16th.
Got that wrong.
So that rumor was correct. You can order now. Please, Liz, order us as many as you can.
Yay!
Order all of us.
Four iPads for everyone.
Yes.
We still don't even know what to call it.
Is the store open? For all
check
my
the store.
Friends. iPads all
the iPad. You still have the iPad 2
under
Charles Bukowski.
Yeah, exactly. There's the store.
It's down.
It's still very Comic Sansy.
Yeah. And U.S., Canada, U.K., France, Germany, Switzerland, Japan, Hong Kong, Singapore, and Australia.
March 16th.
All launching on the same day.
Yep. Wow, that's big.
Apple's biggest rollout ever.
I think they're going to look for those first week or second week numbers to be fairly impressive if they're going out all at the same time. That's how you get a big press number, because it's going to be like 10 million.
And that's why they've been making them like crazy since November. They knew they had to stock. Look at that. That's crazy.
Tim Cook says, if you want one as badly as I do, you just walk down to Johnny Ive's secret lab and you take one.
Tim, you've had one for months, Tim. And if not, you really ought to talk to somebody.
Yeah, talk to someone who works there. I mean, that's all I'm saying.
Not surprisingly, all of Apple's stock apps have been updated, optimized for the new screens.
To handle Apple's stock price. Need all that resolution. Need all those pixels to deal with the money.
Turns out you need a retina display to check it.
Existing apps will scale automatically. We still don't know what this thing is called. What's the name of it?
I think they're just going to call it the new iPad.
Yeah, new iPad.
It'll be # new iPad. And then next year it'll be new iPad. You know, they love Twitter.
No, it'll be the new iPad 2.
I think everyone gave them so much mess with the iPhone 4S name that they're just going to start calling them the single name, no revision number.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be interesting. Just iPad. It's iPad.
That would make for interesting conversation.
If you do that, though, you can't do what Lamar and I were hoping, which is sell an older iPad for less. You know, you have to make a distinction.
You still call it the iPad 2, because it's the other one.
The other. Or just iPad other.
Exactly. It's iPad TOO.
Now they're going to show some gaming.
Gaming. This is a very important thing. And we mentioned this, I think, on Mac Break Weekly. Expect to see somebody from Electronic Arts or somebody come up on stage and say, we love this, and Infinity Blade 3 is just going to play wonderfully at double resolution.
You will almost get cut by the blade.
Stock price down to $531.49, so they are selling
all the news
just a little bit.
Of course, there will be more news to sell to buy on next week.
That they didn't raise the price.
More rumors.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's probably right. The stock market wanted them to raise the price. That's probably right.
Right.
Leo, I don't know if you're like me or anybody else here, but I'm really looking for ping integration with the iPad.
You know, just, this is where Lamar earns his funniest man really on television. Okay.
And if they buy Twitter, that could just be the biggest thing ever.
I just want to tell you something, Lamar. So there is no ping drinking game. And if there is, you're going to stay sober. No, I agree with you, though. I think buying Twitter, the more I think about it, the more that makes sense. Now, I don't know if Twitter's for sale, but boy, that's they got $100 billion in the bank.
If anybody could buy Twitter, it'd be Apple. Yeah.
Well, they could buy anything.
They could buy the music industry.
They could. I'm always surprised that...
And there it is. You can fly jets with it.
It is a jet, actually.
It is a jet. That's the new iPad 4.
This fast as an F-22.
I'm flying this jet right now.
Who is that, by the way, on stage?
I'm on a horse.
Who is that guy?
It's a guy from Namco, I think.
James Shelton from Namco.
His name should be Chester. I'm just saying. He's got the hair parted in the middle and the handlebar mustache. If the guy had
Leo, of course, is referring to G.K. Chesterton, the famous author.
If he had sleeve garters, I'd be expecting him to deal me a poker hand.
Well, it's hard to tell from these screen grabs, but it does look like...
It wasn't just us, by the way, with the button and gadget saying, by the way, there's definitely a home button on the new iPad. Right.
Okay.
Definitely.
Definitely.
It sounded
definitely
like it was a little unclear.
How pathetic are we? We were sitting there just convincing over the button. Oh, I guess I was convincing over the button.
Well, excited about the Gizmodo button. Did that whole, like, forensic evidence.
Is there a button?
Of the
is it
button
sideways?
Or no button?
Silly questions. Yeah.
I think I'd be upset without the button.
We haven't heard if there's a change to the docking port to the. I'm sorry.
No, it looked like it was the same.
I think that hopefully, I have a clock radio.
Lamar, what is that? It looks like you've got a cube behind you with a Rubik's cube on it. Do you actually have an Apple cube, or is that a refrigerator?
It's just a sticker.
It's over his right shoulder. Yeah.
It's an Apple Cube refrigerator.
Not many people have one. They very briefly made a refrigerator.
Yeah, that would make a great
deal. It is just a storage case.
It looks like the cube.
Now they're going to talk about Autodesk.
Oh, clever. Look at that. Autodesk.
Oh.
Do you think... that's it.
Photofly. Or what do they call it? 1-2-3-D-D?
Ooh,
no, 1-2-3-D. Or 1-2...
Well, that's what that really emphasizes is the graphics performance, right? Because 3D on an iPad? Wow.
Well, on Sketchbook, which is they got the product.
Manager. Lamar's got the one more thing, the iFridge.
Do you guys have Sketchbook on your iPad?
No, is Sketchbook good on the iPad?
Oh, that's awesome.
I haven't even looked at it.
Haven't we talked about it? Sketchbook.
We should.
We certainly should.
There's an Express, well, I think,
now,
it's free.
Really and
I think iPad today, we've got some things to talk about on Thursday.
You should skip the show.
Yeah, that's, I mean, we're...
We'll just replay
it's,
this.
It's kind of, and then Mac Break, iPad
well,
today.
This is, yeah, we're going to go right into Mac Break in about 15 minutes as soon as this ends, but Andy and I will join us. I'm expecting Jason Snell from Macworld Magazine to if there's a demo room, we're going to try to get into the demo room. With
he's the live blog on Macworld right now, too, so he's been following this closely.
Right.
No haptics yet. Yet.
I don't think there's going to be haptics. They would have mentioned the haptics by now.
I think they'll have a name. They can't just call it the iPad.
And we're going to call it Matilda.
It's called the iPad Matilda, and it'll be available March 16th.
Why don't they do it like hurricanes? Just give it names, like names, alphabetically.
Well, Google's doing that.
Well, yeah, Jelly exactly. Bean. That's what Android is, right?
Jelly bean. Desserts.
Okay, Sketchbook, so am I going to be the first cynic
from
here?
Autodesk. New app.
What's it called?
Sketchbook Ink.
Sketchbook Ink.
A drawing app that focuses on line art.
Mm-hmm. So this would be like Illustrator, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's my guess.
Sounds like it. Vector-based stuff.
All right, so far, are we impressed, or is this a bunch of hot air? Is this kind of like a 4S?
Well, I didn't think the 4S was a bunch of hot air.
Yeah.
Well, I think
I'm playing the...
I'm with you, Lamar. And MG wrote, of course, that article yesterday where he said, okay, everybody, get ready for the naysayers saying, oh, this is so disappointing. And I think we did do that when the 4S came out because we had had such high hopes for the iPhone 5. But I think we've known this is exactly what we expected for the iPad. So I don't think that there's anybody going to say, oh, shucks, it should have had.
Yeah. I mean, the fact that it did have LTE put it above my expectations.
I can't think of what you would put in this that it doesn't have. What would you want?
Near-field levitation.
Well, the thing is that the iPad is so far ahead of all the other tablets, and then now they're far, far ahead of all the other tablets. I mean, this just...
Retina really puts them on the map. Eileen Rivera, who does All About Android and produces this show and many of our shows, came in yesterday. She got the Galaxy Tab 7.7 inches with the Super AMOLED and was very excited. And I said, well, enjoy it because tomorrow you're not going to be so excited.
It's a lovely tablet.
It's beautiful,
it looks gorgeous.
But Retina is going to put them so far ahead of anybody. This is better than Super AMOLED. This is a resolution that I predict when people see it, their jaws are going to drop.
But Ken from Chicago points out in the chat room, no stylus on the iPad.
Aww.
So there's rumors. Have you seen the rumors about the...
export images greater than 100 megapixels.
Now, I hope Photoshop does that as well because,
me
of course,
too.
That's a limitation.
We just talked
Photoshop
about that
Touch.
Last week.
Yeah.
It's a great tool.
And
it's
I would expect
app.
Photoshop Touch to update to...
I have a feeling there'll be a pro version.
The Retina.
It's $9.99. I'm going to guess that there's like...
$50 or $100.
$20 or something. Yeah. Something more expensive.
With the 1080p Apple TV, the new Retina display in AirPlay is going to be really cool.
Okay, I have to parse what Jesse just said. With the new Apple TV, the
So the new Apple TV is 1080p video.
Right.
The new Retina display is going to display video for games and stuff like that a lot better.
Better than 1080p, that's
right. More games coming.
Right.
New Autodesk apps exclusively on iOS available in April.
I'm still waiting for an Apple TV iPad integration announcement. Maybe to tie all this up at the end where they...
I agree. It would make sense to do that, although this is the kind of thing Apple doesn't need to do.
Yeah,
but
arguably that's true.
It's not something we would like.
I was kind of surprised that Autodesk didn't show... You know, they have this PhotoFly, which we've talked about in the past on one of the Mac breaks, and being able to take a bunch of photos of an object and have it build a 3D object, and this is a free app that they have out there, and I'm kind of surprised they haven't moved it to the iPhone or iPad because it would just be one of those knock your socks off kind of apps.
Mike Capps, president of Epic Games, is now on stage to give a demo.
Looking at Infinity Blade Dungeons.
There it is.
What he's demoing.
Yummy.
The only thing I missed was the number.
Yes. Yeah, right. You missed Dungeon. I mean,
it was funny because they updated Infinity Blade just a few months ago, right?
Yeah.
And so... they're moving fast.
So will this be another Infinity Blade that we play for exactly 2 days and then it sits on an iPad for months?
Exactly. I stopped buying Infinity Blades. No, I didn't. I got them both.
We still buy them.
I got them both. I'll get this one too. You need something for demonstrating, right?
Yeah.
The nice thing about an Infinity Blade, and we've talked about this on iPad today, Sarah, is that it uses the touch well. It's a, you know, because it's a swipe game. And there's so many games, first-person shooters, where you have to pretend you have a joystick. And it's just, I think it's annoying. I don't think it's a good use. So I don't blame Apple for showing this off because it's really designed for the iPad and the controls really fit the iPad. It's that or Fruit Ninja. So,
so demo time.
Yeah, I would love to see a Diablo 3.
Oh, yeah.
Diablo 3.
Well, Ryan Block says that Infinity Blade looks a lot like Diablo.
It does. Look at that. It looks just like Diablo. Basically, Diablo is just a click, 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 move, click, 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 click. So that would, I think, work pretty well. It's like the Dungeon, what is that called? Dungeon Master? That is a popular game also on iOS. Yeah, Triple Town, Knox Harrington, is killing me. Thank you, Eileen. Triple Town also.
I want
to
see a remote control that uses swipe.
I would guess that that's one thing that will do for the Apple TV is have a interface. I guess that's what you're talking about,
yeah,
right?
An
interface.
Something like that.
Or something, right, that's more than just the remote that you use now.
More than just AirPlay, yeah.
Or in the remote.
Yeah, I think that
yeah.
Every iOS device should be a remote control, yes, optionally.
Yes.
Well, it is.
For the future Apple TV.
Yeah.
It is now.
And the iPad would be the ultimate remote.
It's kind of
listen
funny
to Alex.
Comparing.
So it is. I mean, the iPhone, that's all I use on my Apple TV is my iPhone.
Right.
I just use the remote application.
Right.
Because then you don't have to do that stupid, right, thing where you have to go up, up, up.
But the nice thing would be down, to take advantage of all of the screen real estate and do something maybe, yeah, more than, for instance, have a Netflix interface on the iPad that controls the Netflix on the Apple TV.
Well, and then you can start thinking about the social opportunity, like having something else going on during the Academy Awards, right, or something like that, where you're seeing a live stream on the Apple TV and you're chatting with people, but it's an integrated experience, right, you know, where things are popping up. And Apple's probably more poised to do that than anyone else. People have talked about that for a long time.
And there's your ping.
The guy on stage points out that the iPad has more memory or screen resolution than either the Xbox or the PS3.
More memory.
Well,
or screen resolution.
Those are both more memory and screen machines. Resolution than 10-year-old pieces of hardware. Yeah, that's not that impressive, really.
Yep. But it's an interesting perspective because tend to think, you know, okay, Xbox is going to be the really high, you know, high fidelity experience for gaming.
The next one, sure.
I'm surprised we still don't know the name of it. It's not called the new iPad. There's a name. What is it?
New. They're saving it for the end.
It seems like it'd be three.
That's
I mean, I just think it's going to be
Tim's
three.
New way of
this
doing
is
this.
His new
they already
thing?
Threw the usually they save the release date and the price to the end.
Yeah,
but this
yeah.
time you're saving the name to the end, I guess.
Oh, over on Mashable, they're calling it the 4G LTE iPad, but I don't know if
that sounds like that SNL skit.
Yeah, that looks good on a box.
That's a Samsung naming convention right there.
You've been Samsung.
That Saturday Night Live skit is brilliant.
It sounds so new.
It's orange juice.
And we're calling it Bob.
Ice cream sandwich.
So.
Infinity Blade Dungeons coming soon. Don't have a specific release date for that.
I always wonder why they never demoed something like Flipboard. That's a still, in my mind, underrated app.
That's the app. I mean,
that one gets updated independently of something like this. In fact, it did just get updated last week.
It did, yeah. I think a lot of people still don't know about it, just how awesome that
I agree with you. It is my favorite app. I use it every day.
I showed it to some folks that I'm in a meeting over the weekend, and then the whole meeting just stopped. There were just lots of people just staring at their, you know, it was like they all downloaded. Yeah. We were all talking for a little while, and then suddenly everything just kind of went silent, and everyone just kind of doing their little Flipboard.
What was the update that they just did? Because there was another
the Flipboard update.
Out. Yeah, I thought maybe it had something to do with the.
Flipboard now has its three.
No, there was another update just came out.
Oh, really?
So they're updating
yesterday.
All
the, yeah.
Oh, well, I don't know.
New pages, numbers, and
bug fixes as well as great features from 1.8. Oh no, it's just bug fixes. It's
I work
update.
Yeah, because last week was
big update.
Was the cover stories,
right,
and then the third page of feeds. I never really use more than two, but. Some people do.
You know, I have one page, and I have a second page, but I put all the porn
on the third page. That way, we don't have to show
that's
it on
smart.
iPad today.
Yeah, you just kind of bury it deep down.
Mm.
Like the furniture porn, which is odd, but
hey, Hey, hey. I don't bring this stuff up. I just take it and I'm
like, you drive it.
GarageBand with smart strings.
Smart strings? What does that mean?
They play music for you.
You'll never sound better than you do with smart strings. Just sit back and play.
I don't know what that means.
You input something random and it will create an orchestra.
All the iWork apps are still $10.
Four iPads can play together to create a new song over Wi-Fi or Bluetooth.
Wait.
Wow. Whoa. That sounds like you got a band, basically, right? Yeah. John, Paul, George,
the
and
question
Ringo.
Is, who's going to be the first band that just tours with iPads?
Wow. It's, well, there are bands that
next
do
week.
That. We've seen that, of course, but four tours.
People, like, four people, like goes on tour and... Little...
By the way,
Steve Martin. Do it, buddy.
It's the iPad Ringo. It's the name of it.
They've updated iWork.
Finally. Oh. They haven't updated that since 2009.
What does it do?
Right.
What's new?
Oh, but that's on the desktop. What is new in the iWork on the iPad?
I don't see it yet.
It's called Microsoft Office.
It's a free update. That's all we know so far.
There's a smart string. Look, I've got auto-tune. Look, he's got a real guitar, but he's not playing it.
Because this one is so much better.
You don't need it anymore.
Real guitar doesn't have smart strings.
Did you see the that ukulele, the iPad and iPhone ukulele?
No, but that's a great idea.
So they've got like a little bar on that goes on the back of your iPad, and then you can have you can actually play the chords on your iPhone.
iMovie also getting updated.
iMovie,
really
too.
Cool.
Wow,
this is going to be the new one man band where it's just going to be a ball with iPads all around you, and you just reach out.
And you got smart strings.
Just touch stuff in the ball. Yeah. That's right.
I'm just waiting for the viral videos.
What do you think the first movie will be that's shot on the new iPad?
Tim, maybe you. Maybe you will be shooting that first movie on the iPad.
Go, Tim, go.
We're expecting something great from you now, Tim. You mean a feature film or a TV show? Yeah, the next house is shot on the iPad.
You know how when a new iPhone comes out, there's somebody that always shoots a movie. So now we'll see what
this one really begs to be done. I mean, five megapixels, but that's sufficient for 1080p video. So
yeah, absolutely. No, you could definitely do it. The question is the refresh of the CMOS when you're shooting stuff,
right?
Because if it goes too slow, then you get that. Kind of
iPad has a very bad jelly.
It's jelly, full of jelly.
And the iPhone has a lot of jelly. A lot of jelly in the CMOS.
I'm not ready for that.
I got jelly in my CMOS. Hey, we want to thank everybody. We want to thank Gazelle.com for making this possible. Gazelle is, of course, the place to go with your old iPad. Keep it moving at Gazelle.com. Get the best value for your old gadgets of all kinds at Gazelle.com. They give you the mailing label. They give you the box. You ship it back to them. They'll send you cash, PayPal. Or get that Amazon gift card and get an additional 5%. GAZELLE.com. Don't sell it. Gazelle it.
Showing off iMovie now.
Like
it seems like the biggest
The
biggest bump up is just the fact that it can record 1080p.
It also does trailers now. You can select from styles and templates, and you can get a simple interface for creating your own trailer. Fill out your outline, your movie studio name, director, and tap on storyboard, and it shows you exactly which shots you need.
iMovie did
like
that
this recently,
but not on the iPad.
iMovie on the desktop did that, so they're adding that desktop feature to it.
The feature I'd like to see is that you just type in what you want it to say, and then it just goes, in a world. You
know? Wouldn't that be great? Wouldn't that be great?
Darren Murph, who is live blogging for Engadget, says, does this mean I can no longer harsh on folks who shoot images and videos with a gigantic 9.7-inch tablet?
You look kind of dorky, but you know what? I think you're going to see
more. Well, they're making it a lot easier
one thing that's important is that the viewfinder on this is big and high quality.
It's true.
So you see what you're... Yeah. It's like a video tap, you know? I mean, and I think that this is not... But you're going to get used to this. Right now it looks dorky. You're going to get used to this. I think this is actually, this is what I wanted a better camera for.
It's just at concerts, it's very annoying when you're small.
I've noticed that.
It's like somebody wearing a giant hat
even small,
in front of you.
Yeah.
Put that iPad down. $4.99 for the new iMovie,
really
free update if you already have it.
Do we really want to see people walking down the street looking like this? It's bad enough they text and walk.
They actually have an iPhone app that shows you through the camera as your wallpaper.
Ooh, iPhoto for iPad.
You can do that with this, too. Or
that is nice.
You can have email, but in the background, you see the sidewalk.
That will be good.
It's called the heads-up, don't walk in front of a bus display. Yeah.
And iPhoto for iPad is amazing.
iPhoto for iPad.
Says.
Oh, wow. Wait a minute. Now, they haven't had iPhoto.
For having
that's
me on.
Right.
Photo editing.
I got to jump off.
Thank you, Mike. Really appreciate it. Mike Elgin, Elgin.com. And, of course, he's a big.
No, I'm staying.
Oh, who's
no,
jumping?
Steve's leaving.
I'm sorry. Steve Garfield.
Steve Garfield.
Thank you, Steve, for being here. SteveGarfield.tv.
I'll see you at NAB, Leo.
And good. Come by our NAB booth, and we'll get you on.
Yeah.
Look
I'm
going to
be streaming live for Telestream over there.
Fantastic. SteveGarfield.com.
All right, see you guys.
SteveGarfield.tv. Okay. Take care. Bye-bye, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Steve.
Vlogger and now live streaming too. Telestream does is it Wirecast? Yeah, they do great stuff.
I really love those Hangout sound effects. They're just comforting.
Like
really?
Home.
You find that comforting?
Kind of, yeah.
Makes me anxious.
Well, because you go up when someone enters, and then you come down the stairs.
So the so they're saying that for the same
effect where people actually use Google Plus more.
That effect is not available, although. Can I put horns on? Let me see if I can put horns on Lamar.
Gesture-based photo editing.
I think I can only put horns on myself.
Yeah,
that's what like Photoshop Touch.
Someone else.
That's what you're.
Yeah, I guess you're right.
Multi-touch editing, professional.
Oh no, I have to be an angel, I guess. There we
what?
Go.
What?
I got to be really mean now.
What? What?
Is it wrong to say that kind of reminds me of Scoble?
Robert Scoble joining us now in our hangout. This has, they have other, this is something new. Now, yeah, Lamar's got the horns. The nice thing about the horns is they really look like they're alive coming out of your head.
Yes. And it actually fits my personality.
It does.
It matches your shirt, too.
This is great.
Mike is a puppy.
It does.
I don't know why they built. I have no idea why they built this into a Google Plus Hangouts, except it is kind of fun. Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, there is an announcement going on. this
smart browsing, multi-touch editing, professional quality effects, brushes, photo beaming, photo journals, all in the new iPhoto.
So again, what this really brings home is this is everything is in here. You got your camera, you got your video camera, and this is why I wanted that on this because the software on here is so great. You know, Avid Studio. And now iPhoto, that this becomes everything, right?
And the thing is if you're shooting it, one reason that you want that video camera on your iPad is if you're shooting it with your iPhone, now you got to get the video from your iPhone to your iPad so that you can use the Avid Studio.
It's a pain.
So being able to shoot it all in one place,
I
and I could see a lot of iReport, and I could actually see reporters, you know, who are just really out there in the field, you know, although it's kind of hard to be quiet in Syria going like this.
I wonder if...
I could see people using that a lot. And being able to edit it up.
I mean, so far, having photos on your iPad was sort of a... You had a few, maybe. They never really looked very good. You could maybe use them... We use them for demos on iPad today all the time. But now it's... You have actual good photos. You have a good way to organize them all, iPhoto. People are familiar with iPhoto already. You can organize via event or date. Send easily to various social networks, create photo albums, send them to your friends. It's all in one.
If you're going to be in a post-PC world, you can't be moving, have to move stuff around. It has to do it all. What are you laughing at?
Your funny quote.
Leo,
if you're going to be in a post-PC world, and I know I will.
Leo, I can't take you seriously with that cat thing. I'm sorry. I heard nothing. I disagree.
I disagree. He should do every show like this.
I think Mike's got it down, really.
I think you should do it. You should do an entire.
I've got a bone to pick with you.
Right?
Hey.
Oh. Oh, boy. All right. I'll try. I actually prefer the Halo. That's my favorite effect.
The Halo's perfect.
Yeah.
The big advantage that Apple has that everyone forgets is the software, though. I mean, the hardware's great. I'm not denigrating that. But the reason that BlackBerry Playbook failed, it was amazing hardware.
Right.
And it had no software that was usable.
With 2.0, did it make a big difference? I can't find my Playbook.
It brought it up to sufficient. If it had come out that way at first, it might have been better. But really, it didn't do enough to change
mail,
it back.
Right? Yeah. So now it's got mail, big deal.
And a video.
I'm going to try to find my Playbook real quick. Hold on one second.
Lamar says it's somewhere in that trash can there, somewhere.
Yeah. iPhoto will work with images up to 19 megapixels.
19 megapixels. Wow.
I really wish it was 23, given that that's...
The Canon 5D is 23. Yeah.
Right, yeah.
You know, but I would expect Adobe now to do a Lightroom.
Well, that puts more pressure on the Photoshop Touch to... You know, go over 1600 by 1600.
They've got to have already thought about all of that.
I think that was really
Aperture. Let's test
that.
Why not Aperture for the iPad? If you're going to do, I guess they're doing iPhoto.
I feel
next
like Aperture
we'll
is too prosumer.
That would be really
still
hard to get working
iPad.
into. Yeah, that would be. Right. That'd be hard.
iPhoto has many aperture-like features, so it's not done.
I think we're going to see Final Cut X next year to replace the iMovie, because
that's interesting, yeah.
That's really
I think Avid Studio is kind of beating them. Here are the price points, $499. Ace, you don't have to... Ace Detective...
Someone asked for that.
Okay, $499, $599, and $699. For the 16, 32, and 64 gigabyte
They mentioned
Wi-Fi
that earlier.
Same prices.
Same price, in other words.
Mm-hmm. Through iPhoto, you'll be able to share to email Flickr and Twitter. No mention of Facebook.
Wow. Wow, they're just...
Pretty much everybody.
That's it. And let me tell you, you screw Apple once and you just... That's it. They never forgive you.
You would know, wouldn't you?
Yes. I don't think go ahead, Lamar.
Go ahead. No, do you think this is a good update for people who have the iPad 2, or is this more for the iPad 1? Because I don't see myself jumping to this new iPad.
I disagree, Lamar. Wait till you see the display. I really think the display alone is what's going to send people. Cameras is
great.
You
think that'll justify the $600?
Well, you can gazelle it, and it's only half that. I really do think that the image quality... You don't have to throw up the gazelle lower third.
Might as well, right?
The G word. I really think that I think that, this was the same thing happened when the iPad originally came out. People were a little skeptical. Those of us who went to the demo room immediately said, oh, no, wait, you have to touch it to understand what a breakthrough this is. I think the same thing is going to happen with Retina. I think it's one thing to intellectually understand what a 9.7-inch Retina display is. When you see it, people are going to go, it's like, I can't believe how good that looks.
Well, and I think that one of the things they're doing with iPhoto, I mean, beyond the that they're moving it over there, is that I think that they're trying to set the pace of, this is the way you should be integrating with me, you should be interacting with media. That they really thought out with multi-touch, with all, taking full advantage of the iPad, not just, that's the one thing, that my one complaint about the Photoshop Touch, which I really like a lot, and I love the fact that they've integrated training and there's a lot of great tools, but it still feels a little PC-like. I mean, it's just like the interface doesn't feel like it's just very iPad-y.
Yeah.
But do you feel like we talked a little bit about this last week, that it seemed like it was also designed for people who are familiar with Photoshop already?
It is.
It's not exactly the same program, but there are a lot of the familiar
aspects. Those tutorials, though, I think are, as you said on Mac Break Weekly, that's worth the $10 alone.
Yeah. I mean, because it really gets you up to speed. Everybody should be looking at what Photoshop Touch did and build that into your application, because it's just amazing.
Now, this is iPhoto, and I have to say, this is why you don't need aperture. They're putting enough in here. Somebody's got their...
I think photographers and gamers are going to want this.
And this is really useful when you're blogging or you're posting something and you take a photo and you're just like, I want to do some editing on it. And it looks like there's just a lot of great, easy-to-use tools that you can kind of clean up your photo with.
Studio D on Twitter says, what if they just don't put a number after the iPad name? They're pushing post-PC. They don't number their desktops.
Let me think about that. If you only sell an iPad...
That's interesting.
What do you need a number for? There is a value to saying to everybody, oh, you want an iPad? Then you want this iPad. You don't want the old iPad.
They never numbered the iPod. Right.
Well, they had iPod Shuffle, iPod Nano. They had names,
but the different versions of
they didn't
those.
Number.
Well, they do like iPad,
and that can be confusing original? Because you had fourth generation, third generation. You actually had to kind of know what generation you had. So that's the negative on this. But the positive in terms of pure marketing is it says if you want an iPad, you have to have the new one.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's not a bad marketing thing to do. I think it's a bad thing technically to do, because the capabilities of the different devices are different. And so then you'll have to know, is it a first generation, second generation, or third generation?
I'm curious how well, for instance, this iPhoto works on an iPad 2, or does it?
I'm going to guess they're not going to make it available for an iPad 1, possibly for the iPad 2.
You definitely see them leaving out 1. I'm just curious.
I think if
2 can handle that kind of resolution.
With GarageBand, I think they just say, no, you have to have an iPad 3.
Mm-hmm. Especially because these apps are specifically designed to go up to a certain megapixel with photos.
Right.
It'd be like some apps you just can't download on an original iPad because there is no camera.
Right.
And it's an app that uses a camera.
Why would you
can't even use half of the app.
Right, Path or whatever.
Yeah.
We're an hour and 11 minutes into. They started right on time. Tim Cook and company announcing the new iPad, the third generation, I guess is what we're going to have to call it until they come up with a name for it. iPad. iPad, a new hope, says Tensor Guy. I like that.
I think that's
a Phantom Menace.
That's good.
This
I don't know. After that Samsung quip earlier, I think this is the Empire Strikes Back.
Yeah, maybe.
Did you see this little swatch that they have here? I'm on this to do color correction.
Wow, color correction built in. This photo, iPhoto, is interesting. This is really a semi-pro version. And I think this is the whole idea: is you work on the iPad. This is the post. This is what you need to do in a post PC world. Right. You need to give people PC type tools on a tablet
for $4.99.
For $4.99, and then truthfully, I worry. I think it might cannibalize Apple's Mac business. But now you see why
they don't care.
They don't care.
As long as they're selling you the hardware,
they don't care.
Didn't they sell more iPads and iPhones last quarter than they sold the history of?
Well, yeah, an iPhone cannibalized iPod, but they're fine with that.
Right? When the iPad first came out, I said this is a content consumption device. This is kind of like the Kindle Fire, a content consumption device. It's very clear they've made the transition now. This is absolutely designed to be content creation. We have enough horsepower. We have a good enough screen. You've got a camera that's pretty damn good. Right. I think this is a turning point in some ways. We really truly are now able to leave behind our desktops.
But they're demoing the hell out of iPhoto, let me tell you.
They're now creating journals.
Is there going to be one more thing?
What do you think?
That's where the haptic might go.
I'm almost not sure it's appropriate.
I think so.
They need it. You think so, Lamar? What do you think it'll be?
I think it'll demo a 55-inch TV.
We don't have that. Yes, you're right. You're right. We haven't said that yet. Somebody's got speakers on and is typing occasionally, and that's coming through on the Hangout. If you can
cover
yourself.
It live.
Oh, that's cover it live. I hate that sound. So where are we getting that from? Yeah. Oh, it's probably me. Let me see. I have things open that
Oh, the demo's over. And Phil Schiller is back.
Phil Schiller is now back. The shilling will continue.
These journals on iPhoto will publish to iCloud, by the way, for anybody who has had a hard time figuring out how to get photos off of the iPad and onto the Mac, for example.
This can also be done on the iPhone.
So do you all really think they're going to have software that they're going to keep out the iPad 2 people from getting some of this software? Because that's going to hurt. There's a lot of schools that have this.
I agree.
That's gonna sting.
Well, they haven't said. Have they said yet?
It's available today in the App Store. Let me go. I gotta get it. I got
maybe not the 2, but definitely the original.
Is it available? We're Sarah and I are running.
Suddenly the bandwidth. Suddenly the bandwidth just didn't. A Twitch just.
We DDoSed ourselves.
iPhoto.
iLife.
Search.
iLife and iWork.
Yep.
Not yet.
It is not out yet.
Interesting.
Don't let anyone ever tell you you can't create on an iPad.
Oh, I did tell you that, but
anything in life.
I will stand by that for iPad 1. I think this is what you were. Right. This is the transition, and it's huge, huge.
So, apparently, they are playing a video narrated by Tom Cruise.
No, really.
That's what Ryan Block thinks it sounds like.
Well, he has to jump up on the couch with the iPad.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
Let me tell you about the psychology.
No new dock connector. Same port.
Okay. Thank goodness.
I have all of those.
My alarm clock still works.
Yeah.
Every damn connector there is.
Is the suite going to be iLife or is it just iPhoto that's what's going to be available?
It's iLife. GarageBand, iPhoto, and...
But each one is sold separately.
Pages.
That's
iWork. iWork.
Yeah.
They've kind of gotten rid of the bundles, right?
iMovie.
Everything's just...
Yes, iMovie.
iMovie.
iPhoto is the new.
And they haven't talked about this rumor about catalogs yet.
Oh, right. No, if it's in the App Store, that
it's a new category. I don't know if that... does anything. It just means that they have a category.
Yeah. Not Tom Cruise.
I'm just saying.
Whether
you're going to be able to order stuff through the catalog.
Breaking. Tom Cruise not narrating the video.
All of a sudden, Leo's cha-ching.
Cha-ching.
Yeah, so if if Apple was taking maybe not 30%, but some little bit. If you could publish a catalog using iBook Author or something else and then publish it into the iTunes store, and then people could order without having to use their credit card or what, you know, just from their and Apple kind of manage that process for you.
Wow.
Yeah, that's all I'm saying.
30%.
I don't know if they do 30%. I don't know if 30% would work.
There is apparently no SD card slot. There is no mini display port. There's just that 30-pin.
As always.
Yeah, it's looking good.
Is there going to be a dot matrix printer built in here somehow?
Daisy wheel.
Laser jet.
Is what I heard.
Hope they have laser jet.
Yeah, John Dvorak thought there'd be a mini display port. I didn't want to mock.
Bezel gestures.
Bezel gestures? No.
They already have those. If you turn them on, there's a trick to turning them on, and they work really great.
Bezel gestures?
Well, just the, you know.
What is that?
No. Oh, you mean the bezel around here, kind of Android style.
But that's for the notifications you use.
You're talking about the advanced gestures.
Oh, yeah, I guess you're right. Yeah. It's not a bezel dependent.
They're talking about this display again. So we're looking at pixels. Oh, that's the video, right?
Ah, interesting.
They lifted the pixels out of the signal paths.
You put your pixels into my iPad. New
iPad.
The Apple promo video says third generation iPad. So that I think they're not going to name it.
So everyone's just going to call it the iPad 3.
So people, it's like you're almost forcing people to say LGE iPad or iPad 2.
You'll have to define it yourself.
LTE.
We're past that.
What does it mean?
We're post
iPad
post names.
Post naming.
Is this the iPad? The iPad 2 or the iPad?
Names? We don't need names.
It is simply the iPad.
We don't even call it iPad.
Yeah, exactly.
You just know what we're talking about.
Apple Store still down or being updated.
So we believe that pre-orders today.
He did say that.
He did.
Available March 16th. If you're just tuning in, prices are the same. The new features in the iPad third generation, which is apparently what it's going to be called, include a Retina display 2048 by 1536, LTE for AT&T, Verizon, Rogers, also a 5-megapixel back camera. Did we get a resolution on the front camera yet?
No, they said FaceTime and didn't elaborate, so doesn't sound like it's much different. They are back to talking about the quad-core A5X chip.
Dual-core CPU, quad-core
graphics. There we go. So that's what I expected. No reason to go more than dual-core on the processor.
Take the real challenge.
Complain about it. I promise you.
Yeah, of course people will, but the truth is if they understand how the iPad works, what you want is improved graphics. Don't put any transistors toward multiple processors beyond the two.
Yeah, the challenge really with this is the resolution. Because we have to remember that's higher than a lot of computers
out there. A lot of monitors. Three megapixels to push is a lot.
I guess they're summarizing now because they're talking about the bands again, the Wi-Fi, the LTE, the HSPA+, et cetera.
I think he's going to name it at the end. He has to.
Yeah. Now, this is the old one. So they still on the Apple site are not plugging the new. I was hoping we could get that promo video. I'm sure we'll get that soon.
Yeah, sometimes it does show up.
I will say they've been better about doling out new things throughout the entire event. It's still a long event. Like, I realize it, but it feels a little shorter because it was...
I thought it was going to be short when they went right to the Apple TV, bang, bang, but then they did all these demos.
There's a lot to talk about, and I think it's appropriate to do the long demo on iPhoto. That's significant, much more so than iCards, which they wasted a lot of time with on the 4S. They probably heard some of that feedback that, why did you spend all that time on a minor application?
It's the ultimate iPad, by the way. Breaking.
As long as it's not the penultimate iPad, I'm okay.
Well, until the next one. Then it becomes the penultimate iPad.
Phil Schiller back.
If it is the ultimate iPad, that means they never make another one.
Right. Until
they do.
Maybe they just call it a post-PC.
iPad 2.
If your iPad 2... If your iPad 2 is for sale, you can get $200 for it on Gazelle.
$200.
That's down $40 since the beginning of the show.
I told you, kids.
$280. Yes.
Go to Gazelle. It's not going to get better.
We're going to keep iPad 2.
These things.
$399. iPad 2 for $399.
That's what we expected. Wow. That's good news. That's huge. One more thing. So that's good. That's exactly what you were hoping for, Lamar. They're going to have an educational version, $100 less. We predicted $300 to $400. It's right at the top of that range. I was hoping $350, but still $100 off, and that's what education wants. That is a good. That is a good. Now they have to give it a name.
They would have to have.
They have to give it a name.
Dropped the price.
Yeah. I think it should be iPad.
They didn't drop it enough, unfortunately. I think they really should have dropped it to $350. But
I think $399 puts a lot of pressure on the rest of the market. $299 is there's nothing
on
but
the
stubble.
Slide. It still says the new iPad.
The new iPad.
Yeah,
it's true. iPad 2 versus the new iPad.
That's going to confuse the hell out of customers because you go in.
Do you want the new one?
Yeah. Well. That's
all right,
descriptive.
Tim Cook
that's
getting back on stage.
Come on. He's going to name it. That's going to be his one more thing. He has to.
It's, I think it's HD. Now I start thinking it's going to be HD.
It's got to be HD.
The iPad Cook.
I still think it's haptic.
The iPad Kitchen.
Haptic?
Look at all these things you can make.
Don't give up. Don't give up that hope.
Russell will never give up on his haptic. You know, Russell, we'll just get a box, a TARDIS-looking box you can put it in that will vibrate.
You mean Jesse?
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Jesse was the one that said that.
Yeah, Russell doesn't care anymore. Russell's moved on. Jesse, thank you.
They should name it the iPad Forever.
Now they're going to play an ad.
Nothing can get better than this.
The iPad Forever.
Comes their advertisement for the iPad.
iPad Forever.
iPad.
It's like a Beverly Cleary novel.
It's a dirty
it's like that Batman Forever, but with iPad.
It sounds so new.
iPad Breaking Dawn.
Yeah, a whole bunch of teenage girls will buy that one immediately.
Okay, now they've got
like
the
a new hope.
A new hope. Let's see if they've updated the iPad.
No,
on the still website.
Not.
Still the same one, huh?
Yeah. So there could be something else. One more thing.
Come on, big money.
That store's still off too.
They're doing the TV commercial right now.
No whammy.
The commercial's got to say the name, so I think that they're going to call it the iPad.
New iPad. I think that's
confusing as hell to somebody who goes to the store and says, I want an iPad.
I think it's HD or 3. It's just a question of which.
Maybe we'll find it.
They should change the name of the iPad 2 to the old iPad.
Yeah. Because iPad 2 sounds like it comes after iPad.
And the original will be the really old iPad.
It'll be the, you don't want that. Yeah.
The ancient iPad. Yes. That'd be great.
iPad DH, the designated hitter.
iPad S.
I don't know if they're going to name this thing.
It's the new iPad.
That'll be the biggest news of the day.
Wow.
He's thanking everybody.
It's called iPad. There's no name.
They love what they do.
iPad VHS.
iPad Beta Max.
Wow, that's kind of a shock. That
maybe ProView owns the name iPad anything else after it.
Right.
Everyone was wrong about the name.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, everybody's got to change their video titles to new iPad.
I feel so empty.
That's it. Wow, yeah.
All right, so the event is ended. So let me just summarize one more time. There is a new iPad. It's just called iPad. Apple will continue to sell the old iPad 2 at a $100 discount. The new iPad features a Retina display, 1536 by 2048, enough for high-definition video. The camera on the back is, they're calling it, believe it or not, they brought back, because didn't they discontinue the name, the EyeSight name? Didn't they stop using that? I believe they did, but they brought it back for that camera. It's a 5-megapixel camera capable of shooting 1080p HD. Front-facing camera is a FaceTime camera. That means usually that's a higher quality camera than before. We don't know. They didn't talk about that. They also announced LTE for carriers in North America, including Verizon, AT&T, and Rogers. Telus. I'm sorry. What?
Bell.
Bell, not Tel. Telus.
Telus and Bell.
Telus and Bell. Okay.
And Rogers.
They have, what else? Same prices, same battery life. A little bit thicker, a little bit heavier, not appreciably so. The dock connector is still there. No other new connectors, no other card readers, no other additional devices. The home button is still there. No change there. No haptics. Sorry, Jesse, stay.
Personal hotspot.
No new name.
Personal hotspot's good if your carrier supports it, which means it's, you know, in somewhere else.
Well, what they're going to do is they're going to persuade you to get rid of your unlimited.
It'll be available almost worldwide on March 16th. Pre-orders should happen today as soon as they reopen the Apple Store. Apple announced a number of new programs for the new iPad, including an iPhoto, which is the first time they've ever seen it, and updates to GarageBand, and new apps from Adobe, which will be available in April. There's the iPhoto image.
The iPhoto just looks stunning.
Looks really what they needed to do.
Yeah. I can definitely see a lot of people. It is the thing that will draw you into using your iPad to take photos immediately, is because you want to play with it.
The last thing he said before he went off stage was, across the year, you're going to see a lot more of this kind of innovation. We are just getting started. Now, you could say that's just a throwaway empty thing. But yeah, exactly. And then they put, there's a lot to look forward to up on the screen. So it sounds like maybe he's trying to tip that they'll have more announcements than usual.
Perhaps. Tell me about this new Apple TV
device. I still
have
hope for haptic.
Jesse wants the haptic.
Never give up.
Did they say there's a new physical hardware, or there are they updating ATV? What is happening with the Apple
Here's
TV?
Here's the site for the new iPad.
It's 1080p.
Well,
I think it's a new one with 1080p.
It's just a new. Yeah. It's a new device. Okay.
But the interface is going to be more sleek as well.
The Netflix interface.
So the ad is the TV commercial is now posted. If you can get it on Apple.com, there's a couple of links.
The site's loading very slowly. I'm trying to load it as soon as I can. There's the store. Jason, do you want to get the ad?
Yeah, I'll get it. I'll pull it up.
Resolutionary? Seriously?
Oh, dear.
Oh.
And apparently there is no new name. The iPad 2 is still called an iPad 2.
I guess the smart covers will just continue to fit.
Right?
Yeah.
Nothing new there.
And it's just the new iPad.
Very slowly here.
Which I get, it doesn't, that's a little baffling, but I could see if you didn't have an iPad 2.
What are they going to call it when they come out with the next iPad? This
next
one?
I guess they'll always be the new one, and then this one will just become the old.
The new iPad. Yeah.
It'll just be
really,
the.
Really new.
The new iPad 2.
You know what this really suggests?
Here, I've got it, Jason.
This suggests.
Yeah. Yeah, it's not.
They're going to come out with a little tiny iPad, a 7-point-something-inch iPad, because. The right now, they have the high end and the low end. They have the expensive one and the cheap
That's
one, right?
That's interesting.
The next time they have
so
an expensive one and
iPad
a cheap
Mini.
One, they're going to have...
And
yeah, they're
going to
have
the
cheap one is going to be a little one. Right. They're not going to do this anymore. This is the last time they're going to have two of the same size that are two different prices.
It's a good call.
When has Apple ever tried to compete in that lower end market, though? Because why would they compete with the Amazon?
When they're competing with Amazon, they're not competing for the tablet. They're competing for an ecosystem of videos and movies and apps and the whole shebang. Amazon is the only other company that's in the same business as Apple, where the real play is on downloadable content. So they have to beat the crap out of Amazon.
Well, and I think I agree with that, and I think that also there is Apple has seen the movie of, you know, if you let people catch up with you, they take over. You know, they take over. So I think that Apple is going to continue to be pretty aggressive about moving forward and also trying to get things less expensive. We saw it with the 3G and the 3GS. I mean, you know, you can now get a free iPhone,
right?
You know, from your carrier, and I think that has made a huge difference in.
It's clearly a marketing decision. We're going to go into Mac Break Weekly now. I want to thank. We tried this as an experiment, and I think it was a real win. It really went well.
Mm-hmm.
We want to thank our special Google Hangout participants with his halo on, Mike Elgin at Elgin.com. Thank you for being here, Mike. We really appreciate it. Also, want to thank
you for having me.
Jesse Stay. His new book, Google Plus for Dummies, is out now. Great to have you, Jesse, and your daughter. Thanks for joining us. Lamar Wilson, the funniest.
Thank you.
What are you, the funniest tech man ever
in the world?
Well, not quite. The world's funniest tech reporter.
Got it. At Revision 3. Thank you for being here, Lamar. Really great to have you. That's me. I don't need to click on that. Let's see. Russell Holly, the man with the TARDIS from geek.com. Great to have you as well, Russell. We really appreciate your time. And my old friend Tim Street from Tim Street from, say it again.
M-Dialogue.
M-Dialogue.com. Tim,
yeah,
thank
so
you
we're excited about this announcement. Thanks.
Yeah, well, tell me why that means something to M-Dialogue.
Well, so with M-Dialogue, what we do is enable dynamic ad insertion into a live, linear, or VOD stream. So right now there's some content on the Apple TV that's currently using our technology to deliver commercials. So that's why we're excited.
That's neat. Thank you all for being here. I really appreciate it. It was a great hangout. I'm going to end the hangout broadcast right now as we get ready for Mac Break Weekly. I thought that worked quite well.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Tom Aaron, I know you're going to move over to TNT and get ready for this afternoon's broadcast. You'll have a lot of information, I know, there. That's at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern this afternoon.
Also about to call Camo X in St. Louis, so listen for me this afternoon there.
If you're in St. Louis, KOM, that's a 50,000-watt blowtorch of the Middle West.
Oh, yeah.
Tom Merritt, thank you so much. Yeah, of course it is. Everybody is. Alex, you're going to stick around for Mac Break Weekly. So is Sarah Lane. We thank you, too, for joining us as well, and thank you all for watching. Jason
video.
Howell.
Video. Well, I just wanted to say, I do have the video if we want to
end it.
Show.
We're going to end it with a video. Jason Howell ran the board and did our just a great job at production. Thanks also to everybody in the chat room. And we're going to turn this into a Twit special. You'll be able to download this after the fact at twit.tv/specials. Yes, thank you, Gazelle.
Sorry.
No, go ahead. I take the hint well. Thank you to Gazelle for providing the bandwidth or whatever it is, the money that made this possible. Because these things, we got to bring in staff. We've got a lot to do to make this happen. So Gazelle made this possible. Thank you very much, gazelle.com. It is not too late to get the new iPad by selling your old iPad, your legacy iPad. GAZELLE.com. Of course, gadgets of all kinds. They have literally hundreds of thousands of gadgets. You can get money, cash for your gadgets, or PayPal or an Amazon gift card with an additional 5% over the quote. They pay the postage on any gadget worth over a buck. They also send you a box. It just makes it about as easy as can be to clean out the closet, get cash for it, and buy something new, like maybe the new iPad. GAZELLE.com. You got to keep it moving on. Don't sell it. Gazelle it. Thank you, Gazelle. And thank you for joining us for this special. Whenever there's breaking news in the tech world, you can count on twit.tv. I'm Leo Laporte. Thanks for joining us.
When a screen becomes this good, colors are more vibrant, words are pin sharp, everything is more brilliant. Because when a screen becomes this good, it's simply you and the things you care about. The stunning Retina display on the new iPad.